Very excited about having this gentleman on. I remember when he first broke into the big leagues, used to drive me crazy. You know, the Padres always played the Mariners, and here they get this young stud out of California. He played for the Golden Bears, hadn't played a lot down in the minor leagues, came up very young, and they had him as a reliever, as a starter, reliever. Eventually he got traded to Toronto, put together some really nice years, was injury prone last year, unfortunately, a real serious injury last year. I shouldn't say injury prone, just a real tough injury. And when I was reading about it, man, it sounded pretty bad. But this guy's got tremendous ability. And being sick on Monday, I got a chance to sit at home and watch the ball game. And boy, he was dealing on Monday, four shutout innings. And he has a shot to really do some damage this year now that he's 100% healthy. And we very much look forward to welcoming to the Corky's Hotline right-hander Brandon Morrow. Brandon, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me. Doing well.
Hey, great to have you. You know, I was saying when you first came up with Seattle, guys that followed baseball, such as myself, I used to kind of go a little bit nuts. I didn't like the way they were handling you early in your career. They couldn't figure out if you're a reliever, a starter, or a reliever again.
Yeah, I bounced back a few times with the Mariners, but you know, got a lot of good experience pitching both out of the bullpen and the rotation.
Hey, Brandon, how tough was it early in your career? Here you are, you pitched very little in the minor leagues when they first brought you up. And now you're going, you know, you're a reliever, then you're trying to be a starter, then they go back to the reliever. How difficult is that physically as well as mentally?
Well, I think probably just from a developmental standpoint, it was probably the hardest. You know, I think I had like 12 or 15 minor league innings before I made the team the next year. So I would just go out there and, you know, throw as hard as I could for an inning every single time out. There wasn't you know, and out of the bullpen, you don't have much time in between to work on stuff. You got to save your bullets and be ready to go every day, really. And that was probably the hardest part, was being able to work on other stuff, work on command, and work on all that stuff that you're supposed to be doing in the low minors as a young kid, but, you know, trying to get outs in the major leagues at the same time.
You know, you got traded up to Toronto. You put together some really nice years up there in Toronto. What was it like pitching in Canada?
Oh, well, you know, they treated me good. I got traded over there, and they put me in the rotation, and, you know, that was definitely, you know, good for my career and good mentally to know that they just wanted me in one spot and to be starting. And, yeah, I had a great time up there. You know, pitching in Canada is no different than pitching in the U.S., I guess. But, you know, the Rogers Center ball flies a little bit more than those places.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. The ballpark you're going to be pitching in this year, you can make a bad pitch occasionally, and it'll go 410 feet right into the glove of an outfielder.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, we're visiting with Brandon Morrow from Peoria tonight on the Corky's Hotline. What's it been like being a Padre so far?
Yeah, it's been great. Really enjoying it. Really enjoying the guys, my new teammates, the staff. Is awesome. You know, it's great to be back having spring training in Arizona. I live out here in Scottsdale, so that's a big plus, and I can't wait to get out to San Diego. We got to visit there. I think it was early November. We had a friend get married out there, so we got to go out and hang out, and I'm stoked. It's gonna be great.
Health-wise, talk a little bit about your injury. They thought, what, it was a sprained right index finger, and you had a torn tendon, actually, last year?
Yeah, it was a torn tendon pulley, it's called, and you have the pulleys that run up your finger where the tendon runs through, you know, that guide it when and keep it close to the bone when you're flexing. And it tore through that, so if you can think about it, the tendon was then bowstringing across, they called it. It wasn't staying tight to the bone. It was coming off, and when I would bend it, you know, it would look like a bow when they MRI'd it. So you can't throw when you tore through that. So yeah, it was unfortunate that, you know, I had something like that happen just kind of out of nowhere. It just popped one day pitching, and you know, and I had to sit out for about 4 months to rehab. No surgery, but just, you know, being in a cast for a couple weeks and then taking it really slow, playing with putty and going to, I went to like an occupational therapy rehab place around around here in Scottsdale and just worked my way back real slow. I ended up pitching out of the bullpen a little bit in September and, you know, feeling really good.
You know, getting that opportunity in September, I would think really made you go into the off season feeling much better about, you know, where you were career-wise. You were going to become a free agent if they didn't pick up your option. But mentally, that had to feel really good to be able to get back on a major league mound before the season came to an end.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I went out and, you know, hadn't lost really any of my velocity. I was, I hit 100 a couple times out there and, you know, so I felt really good about it. I mean, just to, you know, I didn't expect my option to be picked up by Toronto. So it was definitely, good to go out there and show some teams that I was healthy and, you know, going to be able to still kind of do the same things that I was able to do in the past.
How did the opportunity with the Padres come up? I'm sure there were a lot of teams that were lining up to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get it done quick. You know, I wanted, I knew that I wanted to be in San Diego, really. I always enjoyed going down there as a visiting player. You mentioned with the Mariners, got to go down there once a year, and I've been twice in 5 years with the Blue Jays. And obviously, it's a great city. You know, you hear so many good things about it just as a place to live. And then, you know, all the good things I heard about the organization and the staff. And I talked to some guys. I played in college with Tyson Ross, so he, you know, had so many good things to say about Bud Black and Darren Balsley and the whole staff over there. And, you know, it just seemed like it was a really good fit.
We're visiting with Brandon.
I wanted to get it done early.
Visiting with Brandon Moore on the Corky's Hotline here on the Mighty 1090. You mentioned Darren Balsley, and Darren's been here a long time. And I remember Greg Maddux said, you know, all the years he pitched in the big leagues, Darren Balsley was the best pitching coach he ever had. And you've only been with him for a few weeks. And my question would be not so much about Balsley, but when you go to a new team, I mean, this is the third team that you'll have pitched for in the big leagues. What do you want to get from your pitching coach? What are you expecting to get from a pitching coach at this level?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with game management and, you know, learning that league. A lot of it will be scouting reports. I heard he's great with scouting reports. And right now we're just, you know, getting to know each other. As far as the rest of the season goes, we'll probably – you know, there'll definitely be some things that we're going to be working on. But right now I think it's kind of they're, you know, seeing what I got. And then, you know, the closer we get and into the season, there'll be some more things we can work on and fine tune and talk about some of the ideas that maybe he's had about things I could do better mechanically or things that I could do better game management wise. Data report wise, that sort of thing.
You went four innings the other day and looked fantastic. How did you feel out there? I mean, a lot of times guys can go out there and they may not feel all that comfortable, but they're mowing guys down. How did you feel out there the other day?
Oh, I felt great the other day. I felt like I could have, you know, it was one of those games you feel like you could go the whole thing, complete game. So I was feeling good. I was throwing four pitches for strikes, and that's kind of the main thing when you got four pitches going, you feel like you could throw at any time. Along with some velocity, I felt like I was having a good day.
Hey, the media, I'm listening to the game the other day and watching it, and then I'm reading the paper. The media guys are getting on you already about your hit, and you're still looking for your first big league hit.
Yeah, I mean, I've been
tough crowd.
I've been an American leaguer my whole career. Yeah, so you know, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to make a left turn. I've made, you know, 14 turns back to the dugout, so I need to get on base.
Hey, when you were a kid growing up, what did you play? Short when you didn't pitch?
Yeah, I played infield, but I was never much of a hitter to begin with, and then you know I've been DH for since I was probably 16. I hit a little bit in high school, but I didn't hit it all in college. And obviously short time in the minor leagues, and then but I was with American League clubs the whole time. So, you know.
Yeah, when a guy's throwing 98 to 100 miles an hour, he don't need to swing a bat.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to get my bunts down. That's the main thing. I mean, hitting the bonus, we're expected to get our bunts down, though. So,
hey, I'm looking for, I don't care. Hey, you know what? I don't care if it's a dying quail over the first baseman's head down the right field line. I want to see you get that ball for your trophy case this year.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'll have some opportunities. So if I don't do it, then you know that'll be that'd be pretty disappointing.
Hey, do you guys at Cal? Do you guys have like an alumni game every year?
Yeah, they have an alumni game.
You go once in a while?
I've gone. I've never played in it. I haven't been in a few years, but I've gone. It's tough to get up there that time of year. It's like right when the season ends. That's when they've been having it, usually in the fall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the reason I ask, not so much if you played, I just want to know if they had it because I figure you run into John Baker every once in a while and he'll tear your ear off talking.
You know, I've never met him. We've never ran into each other.
You've heard about him, though.
Yes, definitely.
You'll run into him one of these days. He's a great guy, and he's a proud Cal alum. And got to be cool going into the clubhouse with a college teammate in Tyson Ross. That kind of broke the ice with you and your new teammates pretty easy, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned before, yeah, we went to Cal together. I actually recruited him. Or hosted him on his recruiting trip. So I've known Tyson a long time, and we've kept in contact, you know, through text mainly throughout the seasons. And we have the same agent, so he's always keeping tabs and updating us on each other. And, yeah, it's great to, you know somebody when you're going in with so many new faces. I don't think there was one other player that I had played with on the whole roster.
Hey, next time out, what's your goal? Is it a pitch limit or is it an innings limit?
I think I need to get my pitches up a little bit more. I think I threw the same. It was about 48 pitches, I believe, this last time out, and the time before that, I think it was 47. So
you want to get to 65?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty good. I was a little more economical with my pitches this last time out, and you know, got that extra inning in the same amount of pitches. So to get the pitches up this time, I think would be a good goal.
Well, Brandon, I'll tell you what. I know you've met my buddy Randy Jones. He's over there. Randy and I do the post game show. Hopefully, you and I and Randy are talking a lot this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it.
Hey, be well, and look forward to seeing you in San Diego.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. There you go, Brandon Morrow. This guy's got a big time arm. This was a great sign by AJ Preller.